Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. And as a reminder, go to otrwesterns.com/survey or check the mobile app and click on the survey link. That will let me know what my demographic is, and I deeply appreciate it. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is May 30th, 1952, and the title is Wine of Saw. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood, and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Wine of a Saw.
Close your eyes for 30 seconds. Picture a bowl full of golden Kellogg's Rice Krispies with strawberries and cream. Sure looks good, doesn't it? And listen, hear that snap, crackle, pop? Well, that's the Rice Krispies telling you how fresh and crisp they are. Yep, Kellogg's Rice Krispies make a cheery, delicious breakfast. Now, have some tomorrow. And boys and girls, later in the program, you'll find out how to get the Aerodoodle rocket-launching beanie that Kellogg's Rice Krispies has for you. The work of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles was never done. Theirs was a constant search for the outlaw, the con man, rustlers, bank robbers, and other of the lawless breed that ravaged the early West. One of their most hazardous adventures came as they rode into the forest lands of Utah and heard the blood-chilling whine of a saw.
Ben, do you think we did the right thing in buying this tract of timberland?
Emma, honey, it was the only thing to do.
Yeah, but every cent we had went into it. If you don't get that contract from the Raleigh Lumber Company, you won't even have enough money to pay the hand.
Don't you go to worrying about that now. We'll get the contract. I've known Tim Raleigh since he was on the hard end of a saw himself. There goes another big one, Emma. That sure is a sweet sound to my old ears.
Yes, I know. Oh, look, Ben, here comes a stranger.
Wow. Howdy, folks.
Morning, stranger.
Morning.
I heard your saw's working. I thought I'd drop by. I'm in the logging business myself. Name's Miggs. Folks call me Joe.
I'm Ben Potter. This is my missus.
Glad to meet you, Miss Potter.
How do?
Say you're in the logging business?
Yep.
Whereabouts?
North of Peace.
North of here?
That's right.
That's so. Ain't here to no timberland for sale up there. You must have bought Sam Letter's acreage.
Nope, but I got a fine stand, and by this afternoon, I'll have it sold. I hear the Raleigh Lumber Company's looking for logs. I was just on my way in to get their contract.
Contract with Raleigh, but...
Figured he'd get Tim Raleigh to sign with you, huh?
I sure do, no doubt about it. Well, I'd better be getting after it. I'll come by and show it to you on the way back. I'll see you then.
Oh, Ben, what are we going to do?
Is the buckboard still hitched up?
Yes, it's right over here.
Then I'm going to town right now.
I'm going, too. I'll get my bonnet.
No time for that. Come on, climb up here. Give me your hat.
I'm in.
Shorty.
Ben, can we beat him to town?
Get up, Jude. Maybe, by the shortcut. That Jasper ain't going to get that Raleigh contract unless it's over my dead body. Up now. Run, Jude. Hit the town.
Well, Bill, it sure is pretty riding through this forest, ain't it?
Yeah, Jingles. It's a big relief from the hot sun of the desert, too.
Yeah, we very far from Mantrak now?
Nope. This town of government timber runs almost to the edge of it. Steady, Buckshot. What's the matter with you?
Bill, look there on the ground. That's what made him shy.
Ooh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Bill, that man's dead.
I'm afraid you're right, Jingles. Yeah. Help me turn him over.
Yeah. Shot in the back, Bill. Now, who could have done that?
Jingles. You know who this is?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, sure, Bill. That's Ward Beeson.
That's right. Now things begin to add up.
Well, not to me, they don't.
Sure they do. Look over there. You see that saw hanging halfway through the trunk of that tree?
Yeah.
Ward Beeson was sent out here to guard this den of government timber. He caught some poacher cutting that tree down, and the poacher shot him.
Well, I'll be doggone. Bill, look yonder. There goes a buckboard headed down into the flat going lickety-cut. A man and a woman.
Wonder if they know anything about this.
I'll bet that varmint done the shooting.
There's one way to find out.
Yeah. Steady, Joker.
All right. After him, Buckshot. Go, boy. Hi.
Stay on his heels, Joker.
They sure are in a hurry.
I would be, too, if I just shot a man in the back.
Look up on that hill to your left.
Yeah. That coyote shooting at them people in the back door.
He hit the man. Come on, partner. Put that six gun to work.
Bill, what did we run into? Looks to me like Utah's gone to war.
Whatever it is, we're in it now. Keep that Jasper on the hill busy while I catch the buckboard. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Joker, help!
This is Charlie Lyon and your singing cowboy friend, Slim. Now, Slim here has one of those swell new beanie caps that shoots rocket planes. Is that the same kind the kids can get?
Sure is, Charlie. Nifty, huh?
Oh, I'll say. It's a bright-colored red and green cap, kids. A beanie. Now, on top of the beanie, there's a 4-inch tube. You put a rocket plane on the tube and blow it sky high. Hey, do you have one of the planes, Slim?
You betcha. Right here. Say, you get three of them when you get this here outfit, too. Now, you put a plane on the launching tube, you put the beanie on your head, and then on the back of your beanie, you fasten the 20-inch flexible blasting tube, and you blow into it. Zip! Up zooms the rocket plane right off your beanie cap. Did you ever see anything like it?
Oh, no. Say, how can a kid get a beanie cap and those rocket planes?
Why, shucks, it's easy. All they do is send in a box top from a regular or a large-size package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, along with 25 cents. They send it to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
That's right. Send a Rice Krispies box top and a quarter to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Better hurry. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. As they rode into the forest lands of Utah, things suddenly began to happen fast with Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. First, they found an old friend shot in the back in the middle of the forest, then spotted a racing buckboard, and finally, a man on horseback shot the driver of the buckboard. The two lawmen immediately took a hand in the situation.
Bill, that Jasper's pulled over the hill out of sight. Want me to go after him?
Not right now, Jingles. Let's see about these people in the buckboard first.
Well, that woman's got the reins and she ain't waiting up for us. Hey, ma'am, pull them horses down. Wait up.
You must think we're chasing her.
You keep away from me.
We don't mean no harm, ma'am.
I'll stop the horses, Bill.
All right, get them. It's all right, ma'am.
Oh, why don't you leave me alone?
Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa. We came to help you, ma'am. We saw it all.
Who are you?
Why, ma'am, you're speaking to Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm Jingles, if I may tip my hat to you.
Oh, my goodness, then I was wrong. That gunman shot my husband.
It's all right, ain't it, honey?
Oh, Ben, I thought he killed you.
Easy now, Emmy.
Here, mister, let me help you.
Thank you. Heard your partner say you was Wild Bill. I'm Ben Potter. That's my missus.
Howdy, ma'am. Looks like you got lucky this time, Ben. He just winged you.
Here, Ben. Got a bandage tore out of my petticoat. I'll bind it up.
Ben, you'd better see a doctor when you get to town. You headed for Mantrak?
We was when that dry gaucho started throwing slugs at us. Sure want to thank you for stepping in, Wild Bill.
You'd better let us see you on into town. I'll drive for you, ma'am. Here, take Buckshot, Jingles. And keep your eyes open. That bushwhacker might take a notion to come back. Up for it. Go on out. Go.
I sure hope he does. It'll be about the last notion he'll get in that ornery head.
Well, now, Mr. Miggs, I'm mighty glad to hear that you're set up to deliver logs in case I need them.
I sure am. So you can make up that contract right now, and we'll sign and seal the box.
Ben, he's here before us.
Tim Rowley, you ain't signed with this stranger, have you?
No, no, Ben, I haven't.
But he's gonna. Look, Rowley, I'll deliver logs to your mill for $5 a thousand.
$5? Why, I can't even cut my tree for $7.
That's mighty tempting, Miggs.
He can't do it, Tim. It ain't possible.
Well, we got the horses tied up. Anything else you want of us, Ben?
Yeah, Ben, we'd be glad to drive you on home.
Hickok.
Well, if it isn't Jaw Miggs. Haven't seen you since I sent you to prison.
Yeah, I remember.
Jaw Miggs. Bill, now I reckon things are getting mighty plain.
Just what do you mean by that, you big balloon?
You ought to know. I'll bet you're the coyote.
Hold it, Jingles.
Well, I'll bet he is.
Never mind. Oh. Miggs, you wouldn't know anything about some shooting that's been going on around the edge of town today, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Don't you start rawhiding me, Hickok.
Gents, I don't know what this is all about, but I've got a lumber mill to run.
Sorry, Mr. Raleigh.
What about my logs, Tim?
And mine. You better make up your mind, mister.
I'll buy the logs when they get to the mill. First delivered, sells first. At my price.
Ben, we still have a chance.
That's good with me.
Yeah, and me too. Cause mine are gonna be there, and yours ain't, Potter.
Bill, that sounds like a threat to me.
Yeah, Miggs. You may not be looking for trouble, but if you stir up any, we're going to be around to take care of it for you.
You'd better keep out of my way, Hickok. You got me once, but you ain't getting me again. Not in living to tell about it.
I'm sure glad you and Jingle decided to come back with us tonight, Mr. Hickok.
Oh, me too, Miss Potter. Could I have some more biscuits and honey, please? Say about a dozen.
Jingles?
Well, 10 then.
Ah, you sure can, Jingles.
Bill, you mean to tell me this John Meigs is an ex-convict?
That's right, Ben. But that doesn't mean he's the one causing your trouble.
Well, I'll bet the next 3 biscuits on it.
Ben, the horses.
Bill, something's going on out there.
Yeah, come on, let's have a look.
Somebody open the corral gate. All my draft horses are loose.
Jingles, come on.
Right with you, Bill.
Into the saddle, partner. Let's round up those horses. Hi, my child. Chase them down, boy. Hi, hi.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, that's the last one, Jingles.
Yep. Ooh-wee. They sure gave us a run for our money, Bill.
All right, let's get back to the house. Come on, Buckshot. Pick them up.
Go, Joker, go.
Bill, Jingle, come on in the house. I've got the coffee all hot for you.
We're coming, Miss Potter. Hope she kept them biscuits warm, too. I'm ready to start all over.
Ooh, Buckshot, ooh.
Ooh.
We better leave Buckshot and Joker tied up here for the night, Jingles.
Yeah, they ain't got no business in that corral if some sneaking coyote has been on me, Miss. Who do you reckon it was, Bill?
Looks like your hunch might be right after all, partner.
Miggs?
I don't see who else it could be.
Come right in, boys. Got cups set out for you and the rest of the biscuits.
No, that's fine, Miss Potter. Thank you.
Bill, looks like I never get through thanking you and Jingles. I ain't much use with my arm in a sling.
That's all right, Ben.
If it's Miggs, let's go get him.
You reckon it's really Miggs, Bill?
He seems right dead set on keeping your logs away from Raleigh's mill, Ben, and selling his own.
What gets me is, where is he figuring to get the logs in the first place?
Well, he must own a stand of timber somewhere around here.
Says he does. To the north, he said.
Yeah, but Ben, he said there wasn't no stand to the north. Except Sam Letter's place. And Miggs said he didn't buy that.
That's right. Only other timber that I know is that stand of government forest that you rode out of this morning, Hickok.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's up, Bill?
That's it, Jingles. Miggs offered to sell his stuff way below Ben's price, didn't he?
Yeah, $5 a thousand. But that ain't possible.
It would be if the timber didn't cost him anything to start with.
Bill, you mean that Jasper's figuring to cut and sell government timber to Tim Rowley?
That's one way for him to get it free, Jingles. Come on, we'll scout up that way tonight and see if we can find his campsite.
All right, but doggone it, I never will get these biscuits finished.
There it is, Jingles. Right in that grove of trees.
Yeah, real good setup, Bill. Tents, Dutch oven. Looks like somebody was planning to stay a while.
Keep your eyes open, Jingles. He's likely got a few gun slicks planted around.
I don't see any of them if he has.
Well, they'd be hard to see in the dark, partner.
Yeah, moon don't give much more than a few shadows around the tent.
Let's get down and look around. Who, Buckshot?
Yeah, whoa, Joker, who? Bill, I don't know whether I like this poking around here or not. Too many hiding places for some sneaking woodchuck to shoot from.
We've got to find out what's going on, Jingles. Here, this is a big tent. Light a match.
Here's one. Hey, there's a bunch of papers on that stump.
Yeah, looks like somebody's using that stump for a desk.
Mm-hmm. Find anything, Bill?
I sure did. Somebody's been scaling this timber, and these are the reports addressed to Miggs.
Miggs?
That's right, Tubby Miggs. I figured you'd show up sooner or later, Hickok.
Bill, it's him.
Don't neither one of you move. I got the drop on you this time. You sure was interested in them papers.
Bill?
Easy, Jingles.
Keep them covered, boys.
You can't get away with this, Miggs.
Oh, can't I? You ain't so smart, Hickok, that a man with a brain can't outfigure you.
You killed Beeson because he caught you cutting government timber.
Sure. That nosy snooper.
And then we came along.
Yeah. You're going right where he went.
You low-down polecat.
You ain't gonna be calling me names long, big boy.
If you get us, there'll be others, Miggs. The law never lets up.
That's enough, Hickok. You ain't scaring me, none. We just got back from fixing old Ben Potter's hash for good. Now a couple of slugs for each of you saddle tramps, and I got clear sailing from now on.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Doggone, yes, sirree. They're fun to listen to and fun to eat. When you put the milk on Rice Krispies, what happens? Why, they talk right up to you. Snap, crackle, and pop to tell you how crisp and how fresh they are. Sure they do. And do you know what the big talk about this talking cereal is right now? Well, it's about a whiz of a rocket-launching beanie cap that you can get. It's got a rocket-launching tube on top of it and a long rocket-blasting tube that comes around from the back of the beanie. Now, you fit a rocket plane on top of the launching tube, you blow into the rocket-blasting tube, and zoom-o, up goes the rocket plane. Why, she can go as high as a house, too. Now, you can get all this gear, the bright red and green beanie, the launching tube, the rocket-blasting tube, and three swell, blunt-nosed, sturdy rocket planes. Just send in your name and address on the box top of a regular or large-size package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and 25 cents. Send the Rice Krispies box top and a quarter to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Send now to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. And now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles have just discovered the camp of Jaw Miggs deep in the stand of government timber. While they were absorbed in some papers they'd found, Miggs sneaked up behind them and got the drop on Bill and Jingles.
Bill, this Jasper just mean enough to pull that trigger.
And that's just what I'm gonna do.
Just a minute, Mig. What did you mean by saying you'd fix Ben Potter's hash for good?
Yeah, I did say that. And I reckon you ought to see what a smart guy I am before I plug you.
What's he mean, Bill?
Just step outside the tent and I'll show you what I mean. But no tricks or you'll never see it.
What do you reckon it is, Bill, that we could see from out here?
I've got an idea, partner.
All right, stop there. Now look across the trees to Potter's timber.
Bill!
A forest fire.
Yeah, pretty at night this way, ain't it?
Sure is, Miggs. Just pretty enough to make me want to see it closer. And you're in my way.
That's it, Bill!
Shoot him, you fool!
Well, it gets real confusion at night this way, don't it, boys? Now every one of you coyotes drop them gun belts and step back from them.
That goes for you too, Miggs.
I ain't dropping nothing.
I haven't got time to play with you, Miggs.
All right.
Gather them up, Jingles.
Sure, Bill.
Don't get any ideas. You won't live to carry them out. How you coming, Jingles?
I got them all, Bill. Now, what are we going to do?
We've just rounded up a bunch of firefighters, partner, and we're going to put them to work right now.
Firefighters? We ain't no firefighters.
Oh, you just set fires, huh? Well, you heard what Bill said, so you better turn into the best firefighters in this neck of the woods right pronto.
That's right. Now, all of you, walk to your horses and get on them. Head straight for Ben Potter's timber.
You heard him. Now, move out.
You too, Miggs.
I'll get you yet.
You're getting nobody.
All right, ride for that forest fire, you coyotes. You're going to put it out.
Or you're going to die trying.
Hi, Alexa, ride for it.
Hey, Joker. Ho, ho.
All right, Meg, work that shovel faster.
I can't work no more. It's killing me.
You said it. Now, put it out.
Bill Bent's house is still safe, but Emma's scared to death.
She'll be all right, Jingle. We've just about got the fire turned back.
Then will it burn itself on?
Yeah. Dig in here and give us a hand, will you?
Sure, Bill.
Well, Jingles, that does it.
Yeah, and I'm darn near burned down as low as that fire.
All right, Miggs. You and that gang of coyotes line up here.
And make it snappy, you match-happy varmints.
Lay off, will you?
Hey, Bill. Bill, are you ready? You sure you want from a chipper?
And you caught Miggs and his gang, too.
Mr. Hickok. Wait in the hotter, thank you. Look, Mr. Raleigh saw the fire and come out from town.
Well, Hickok. Got here too late to help with the fire, but I can do something else for Ben and Emma.
Oh, what's that, Mr. Raleigh?
I'm contracting right now to buy all the logs they can haul to my mill. Here's my hand on it, Ben.
That's all the contract I need, Jim. Shake.
Oh, Ben. It all worked out after all, didn't it?
Yeah. Thanks to Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. You hear that, Bill?
Yeah, partner. But before you bust any buttons off your vest, you'd better round up Meggs and his gang, and we'll lead them off to jail.
Nah, I sure will. All right, you varmints. Line up just like the army. And hand! Get that shovel straight, Meggs. Now, shoulder shovels! And bang! Forward! Hand! Don't know why I didn't think of this way of getting Owl Hoots to jail before.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be back with you on Monday, folks, with a story about a real old Western feud.
Oh, not only that, but there's rustling and a lot of other shenanigans going on in what we call the Range War. Don't miss it, kid.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Irene Tedrow, Earl Ross, John Daner, Ed Max, and Dusty Walker. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. and I hope you enjoyed.